This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. Moses Black Harris was a legendary mountain man who became one of the most sought-after guides of the overland wagon trains to Oregon in the 1840s. Almost nothing is known about Harris's early life. Conflicting sources suggest he was born in either Kentucky or South Carolina in the early 1800s. He was mixed race, likely born of a black mother and a white father. At some point, Harris arrived in Missouri, where his journey to the West would begin in 1822. That year, the politician-turned-fur trader William Henry Ashley founded the Rocky Mountain Fur Company. Ashley put an ad in the St. Louis newspapers for 100 men to join a fur brigade to trap beaver in the West for between 1 and 3 years. Ashley's 100, as the men became known as, included men who would become some of the best-known mountain men in American history: Jedediah Smith, Thomas Fitzpatrick, Jim Bridger, James Beckwith, Joe Meek, and others. Black Harris also joined the rank of Ashley's company and set off up the Missouri River, hoping to get rich in the fur business. For the next 20 years, Moses Harris trapped in the West. The work involved getting waist-deep in mountain creeks and trudging through heavy snows to set beaver traps. In 1826, Harris and fellow trapper William Sublette crossed the Continental Divide and proceeded through the South Pass, the route that would ultimately become the gateway for Oregon Trail emigrants. Harris and Sublette, carrying coffee, furs, and food through the mountain passes, led dog-pulled travois. In 1823, the Rocky Mountain Fur Company was ambushed by the Arikara tribe in Wyoming. 14 men were killed and 11 were wounded, though Harris escaped unharmed. The company's prominence was minimized after the attack, and by 1834, it was dissolved. From then on, Harris acted as a so-called free trapper, working alone or in small groups. When demand for beaver pelts plummeted, Harris, like many mountain men, became guides for wagon trains. Harris helped escort the wagon trains of some of Oregon's first settlers. In 1836, he led missionaries Narcissa and Marcus Whitman and Eliza and Henry Spaulding to the Oregon country. In 1842, he and Elijah White brought 100 people from Missouri to Oregon City, in what was at that point the largest caravan of emigrants along the Oregon Trail. Harris was even sent from the Dalles to help Stephen Meek's party complete the last leg of their journey through the disastrous Meek's Cutoff. Following the rescue, Harris returned to Oregon, where he settled for about 1 year near Corvallis. In 1846, though, Harris joined Jesse Applegate's crew and helped blaze what would become known as the Applegate Trail, the first established route to the Willamette Valley from California. In 1849, while preparing for another Oregon journey in Missouri, Harris died of cholera. Friend and fellow wagon guide James Clyman wrote Harris's epitaph, quote, "The bones of old Black Harris, who often traveled beyond the far West, and for the freedom of human rights, he was a free and easy kind of soul, especially with a belly full," end quote. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.